You've probably said this a few times in your life. It takes one to know one. That's especially true for veterans. Picking up civilian life can be complicated enough, but civilian life that includes returning to school is a whole other matter. On this holiday Monday to honor veterans, we're asking how that transition is going for some vets back to school at HPU. And Casey Wilson would know. She was in the Army in Hawaii in the late 80s and now is the Assistant Dean of Student Services for the Military Campus Programs at Hawaii Pacific University. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Beth Ann, and happy Veterans Day.
And a good Veterans Day to you, too, for a whole lot of reasons, because you would know even better than most of us what all that is about. But for the students that you're now talking to, people who have returned from active duty, people who are still on active duty, and having to retool their lives with school now as a major component, what do most of these people face that the rest of us don't really understand?
Well, you mentioned two different groups there, those still on active duty and those who've returned and who are going to school as veterans. And the challenges are a little bit different for those two groups. When you're still on active duty, you are balancing the challenges of your service and your families, going in the evening usually or online. That takes a lot of commitment. When you're off of active duty, you're facing that return to civilian life, which many people have never, they went right from high school into active duty, and so they've never been adult civilians. So learning how to sort of manage school and get back into civilian life at the same time. Some people are also facing transition issues such as PTSD that they need to manage in the classroom. Many of them are older, and they're in the classroom with people who are the more traditional age student, who may be approaching things differently. Veteran students tend to be much more responsible, more organized, more driven, and sometimes sharing classrooms with the more traditional age student, there's a difference of perspective.
Generally, as students return to school and are older, their ability to be more successful in the classroom increases. And for a lot of teachers, that tends to be a very good thing, too, because they have people who are there engaged because they're really wanting to be in school and not just there because it's, you know, grade 13 or 14 or whatever, that they're there because someone told them that's what they ought to do. Still, that's a lot of pressure on someone who is a veteran and trying to recapitulate his life, or even someone who is active duty and looking at life beyond and having to make life out in the civilian world with everyone else. Are they treated differently by their fellow students who clearly can see some of the differences, or are they just sort of looked at as being, you know, just more the brainy students? Is there really a difference?
There can be, especially because of the age, because of the different perspective that they do bring to the classroom. I don't think there's any kind of negative stigma. You don't often know if someone's a veteran unless they choose to make it known. But I think most students are making an excellent transition. They do, as I say, tend to be very driven because the post 9/11 GI Bill is a 36-month program, and so they do need to get through successfully before their benefits run out.
That means you're going to school in many cases year-round, right?
Correct. And that the housing allowance is paid for every day you're in school. So if there's a 2-week break in school or a 5-week break in school, you're not getting your housing allowance during those days. So students really are trying to go year-round as much as they can. So I do think there's a sense of intensity with military students. I get a lot of positive feedback from instructors who sometimes there might be an idea that maybe a military student is not the same quality as a more traditional student who's going to school at 18. But many times when instructors either come to the military campus programs to teach or else just interact with veteran students on the main campus, the feedback I get is, wow, this is amazing. They're responsible, they're organized, they have a lot to offer in the conversation because of their experiences around the world. They tend to be leaders in their groups. These students are really outstanding.
Now, at Hawaii Pacific University, you have probably the largest contingent of veteran students of any other campus.
We do. We're the largest providers of education to the military in the state of Hawaii, and we're very proud of that. We have numerous honors, including military friendly, and actually just today it was announced that we are a Best for Vets campus for 2014.
And where other campuses maybe will have a few hundred, you have, what, 1,200 on campus and plus the several other thousands who would be going to school
in the military campus, about 2,500 in the military campus programs as well. We've been doing it since the 1970s, so we have a long tradition of this. And not just in Hawaii, but we're actually in the top 34 in the nation for veterans benefits, receivers of veterans benefits, and the top 50 for receivers of tuition assistance, which is how people on active duty pay. So we are the top providers in Hawaii, but we're actually operating on a pretty high level nationally as well.
Which means to say that you have seen a lot of veterans come through and continue to see a very high percentage of students who are also veterans coming through. The sort of the knee-jerk reaction is to look at the issues that we've talked about, the PTSD and other reintegration issues, but also to wonder about the isolation. And it seems from what you're saying that that tends to break down a little bit more than perhaps we realize. Would that be true?
Well, I do think that it's very important to have support services for veterans. We have a military veterans center, and one of the resources that we have now is something from the Department of Veterans Affairs called the Vet Success on Campus Program. And with that, that's a public-private partnership that provides for a representative from the Department of Veterans Affairs to actually work in our office 40 hours a week. And that has just been a tremendous resource for us and for our veterans. Because
there's no phone calls, there's no you'll see it later or let me make a phone call for you.
Right.
It's wait a minute, and then you bring somebody in, which can do a lot for someone when they're in the thick of something and they need to get an answer and they need to move forward.
Correct. So if someone comes into our office and the issues that they're facing are beyond the scope of academics, we have a resource right there in our office who works for the Department of Veterans Affairs, and we can refer the student right there and they can look for additional resources. And so we really are kind of looking at the whole student, and I think that that's a very important part of student success. And by having a veteran center, I think that students can integrate when they want to and then also affiliate with us when they want to. So, if they don't really want to talk about being a veteran, if they want to, sort of
any student.
Yeah, exactly. They're certainly welcome to do that. But then if you have those moments where you say, you know what, maybe I'd like to be around other veterans. Maybe I'd like to talk to somebody who served. Maybe I do need some additional support. Then, you can come to the Veterans Center and we'll be there for you.
Which is to say that it's a bridge.
Exactly.
Both academically and certainly with past life in the military. Casey, thanks so much for coming in on a Veterans Day, where that should be the first thing that we think about and talk about, not all the other peripheral things that somehow have gotten attached to it. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Casey Wilson is the Assistant Dean for Student Services for the Military Campus Programs at Hawaii Pacific University. She also helps to oversee HPU's Military Veterans Center. She was on active duty and stationed at Schofield Barracks between 1985 and 1989. She and her family have lived here permanently since 2002. More details about the center on hpr2.org.